1850 715 815.
And text 51551. And earlier this week, we had a caller to the programme, Des McDermott. We were talking about the issue of people having collection agencies going after them for money that they might have owed, and it could be a small amount of money. And we had the conversation at the beginning of the programme with a caller from Clare, told us about a present he got from FedEx, and FedEx were now chasing him looking for the VAT, and have handed it over to an English company to chase him for the money. And then we had a call from Des McDermott in Armagh, who proceeded to read out sections of a letter that he has actually devised himself and put together, which he says protects anybody who has been chased by a collection, a debt collection agency. And he said all you have to do is send this letter. So a lot of people actually were on to us looking for a copy of the letter. But anyway, we decided we would just check up with the Data Protection Commissioner on this. And they say that the provision of personal details to a debt collection agency to pursue a debt on behalf of a business does not give rise to any data protection concerns, provided an acceptable data protection contract was in place between the two entities. For instance, the debt collection agency would only be able to use the data provided for the purpose of pursuing the debt, and the office said this office would consider it good practice in any case to highlight the possible use of a debt collection agency in a terms and conditions document. Now, that doesn't make sense to you. Maybe you should go to the Data Protection Commissioner's website just in case you feel that you might have a right to not pay a debt that you're being chased for by a debt collection agency. Des McDermott says there is a way around it. Other people disagree. So we suggest go to the Data Protection Commissioner to find out what your rights are. OK.